get a call from Rusk about seeing him the next
day? Yes, Mr. President, I'm going there in 15 minutes.
Okay, now what I would like to do, after he'll go into it with you, but I'd like to get your Foreign Service to give us the best estimates you can on these 113 countries and what they're doing. We've really put the heat on them.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are selling radio campaigns and things to help out, and I think it's very good that we kind of work together. We've got reports on, there's about 40 some odd that can't do anything.
Yes.
There's 30 some odd that can and are, and the others, of course, Germany's not doing very much. I'm catching a good deal of heat here from the Jewish groups, about India and Israeli, you know.
Yes, President, I heard about that.
They give me some hell. We got our bill passed out of the Senate unanimously.
Yeah, I just heard about
committee.
That. Congratulations.
So we think we'll get it up maybe tomorrow or the next day. We're trying to, and I don't know how to moderate the Times and the Post, just so I don't want to get the Jewish thing into it if I can. Anyway, I can avoid it. What is their complaint?
It's twofold. We recognize Israel, but we do not have diplomatic relations at the ambassador level with them. We've got a consul general of Israel in Bombay, and there's been a very unfortunate incident. The president of Israel was passing through India, and at the airport in Delhi, no official went to receive him, at least that's what I've heard. I've telegraphed to Delhi to find out what happened.
That's what they told me.
And they're very annoyed. And
they say it was insult to him, but they didn't say what the insult was.
Well, they're very legitimately annoyed. I heard about it. I spoke to the Prime Minister, and she said she'd heard about it. She was extremely sorry that this had happened. It was a discourtesy, and we are not a discourteous people. She didn't quite know how to repair this wrong. I don't know quite how myself, but it has been a very bad incident, and we are clearly in the wrong.
What I'd do is tell Kay Graham or Scotty Reston or somebody with those two newspapers, just so that they keep on approving what they've done, and if they make any reference to it, they just say it's a plain mistake, the Indians are very courteous, and it's just a slip-up, and people should take it.
It is a slip-up. It is a very bad slip-up, and we are all terribly sorry about it, including the Prime Minister, who said, I just don't know what to do, how to get it.
Well, you can't do it sometimes. You can't. No. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll, you'll see Rusk, and then I hope that we can get it passed before I go home Thursday. I sure do want to.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Because it's going right. I went over to agriculture this morning and had the chairman of the House Committee and all their people over there, the Republican members, and congratulate them publicly and told them how much we appreciated it. And the Senate didn't stay but 28 minutes.
Well, you worked it marvelously. Did you have to go on lunch with Linda? You said you had to go and have lunch with him to get this through?
No, I haven't gone yet. No, I didn't have to go do that.
I
thought you said Linda at first.
No.
You said Ellender, and I couldn't. That's why I couldn't. I'm a little hard of hearing. But no, he's asked me, and I told him I'd come, but I didn't do it today. I was over at agriculture, and I had Cooley and the group, and I was telling them we were making a war on waste campaign, trying to save money in the department, and... I told him that the best way I knew to save it was to act like Congress acted yesterday and just act unanimously and not debate for a week, and that saves lots of paper for the congressional record. And I kidded him around. We got along all right, fine. They're jumping on poor Freeman. They're just murdering him, that he's against the farmer, and that he's his prices, and he's getting rid of his stuff, and the price situation is bad. But y'all not responsible for that. That's domestic. But Freeman's done a wonderful job, and I hope your man Subterranean is holding up at home.
Well, he's trying his best, Mr. President. I think things are going all right.
If you figure out any way we can help, if Freeman going over, anybody that can give him any leverage after we sign it or anything, or
right,
maybe if he's coming, any of his people or economic minister, any of them coming here, maybe. Well, we'd be glad to do anything we can to help him. Freeman thinks that he's he likes him very much, and he thinks he did a good job selling him on what we needed.
Thank you very much for the offer, but I don't think at this moment that's necessary. Maybe we have somebody come.
Hope the Prime Minister's health's all right. I see she's run down, got a cold.
Yeah, she's got a flu.
Well, Lady Bird's had a flu for a week. Everybody's had it. Maybe we gave it to her. I'll see you, Mr. Ambassador, and I'm glad Russ's going to see you.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you.